So what do Mike and Quinn actually want to do? The plan is to retrace Mark's two-wheeled expedition through Siberia and contrast their experiences with Mark's 23 years before. They're guessing things have probably changed.
To enter the $10,000 contest, you have to submit a short video to Outside Magazine. Langbauer works as a chemical engineer in Midland, Texas, but it's clear by watching his two-minute movie that he may have missed his true calling.
Mark Jenkins literally wrote the book on adventure. While Mike and Quinn haven't written any books yet, they do have over 44 years of combined life experience. 45 and a half if you include time in the womb.
Langbauer and his former roommate from the University of Wyoming, Mike Richard, drew inspiration for their idea from Mark Jenkins, the author of The Hard Way, who lectured at their school. Jenkins rode a bike in 1989 east to west from Vladivostok to Leningrad, just as the Soviet Union was transitioning to democracy. Examining social change over the past 23 years is a chance to make this trip appear less selfish, Langbauer says. But there's also an underlying philosophy that runs deep for someone who's been out of college for just over a year.
I think for both of us, this is a pretty good excuse.
Langbauer brought out this idea in a 500-word essay that accompanied his entry. The ideas here are as serious as his movie is fun.
And you get opportunities, and passing them up is always easy. I mean, you can always say, oh, I got school next semester, I've got work on Monday, but you do that enough and it becomes habitual. And so I really just talked about how for us we needed to, we understood this was a pretty amazing opportunity. And if we were lucky enough, this was definitely a good point in our lives for us to go ahead and not pass something like that up and go ahead and take it, I guess.
The trip, as planned, is about 7,500 miles. Langbauer and Richard and Langbauer's younger brother, Seth, will be on the road, mostly camping, for between 6 and 8 months, starting in the spring of next year. They haven't decided on equipment yet, but they're looking into a kind of bike called a 29er, a mountain bike with larger diameter wheels. 6 to 8 months is a long time to share a tent, a camp, even a desolate Siberian road. Langbauer says he and Richard have been through a lot together and should get through this.
We've done some trips that are, a couple days, but where you don't sleep the whole time. And when you're on edge and you're tired, it's always easier to bicker and that kind of thing. Me and Mike just never seem to have that problem. A handful of people I can see myself doing it with. Mike's pretty high up on that list.
Langbauer says he's not concerned about physically training for the ride. It's the mental stamina that worries him. Ideally, there will be enough human interaction in retracing the journey to relieve some of the strain. Mark Jenkins did his famous ride with four Russians and a Soviet escort part of the way. Neither Langbauer, his brother Seth, or Richard speak Russian or any of the languages they may encounter along the way. Langbauer is well-traveled, however. He believes we have a common form of expression that will serve the riders well.
It's always difficult initially, and then you always remember I'm talking to just another person, even though we don't speak the same language. I mean, you can't communicate with words, but I find people are always so helpful and so eager to help.
Langbauer says he was surprised when he got the call from Outside Magazine that his Siberian bike ride had been selected as one of five finalists for this year's Outdoor Adventure Grant. The winner will be decided by the number of likes each candidate receives on Facebook. Langbauer says many of his coworkers in Texas have been supportive and have been liking his entry every day, but he hasn't really gotten around to asking management for time off yet. It would be premature anyway.
I've kind of left some of the bosses out of the loop maybe a little more.
You can find Langbauer's entry by going to Facebook and searching for Outside Magazine. Voting will end on June 17th. As of this writing, biking across Siberia was in second place.
I can't tell you they deserve it more than anyone else, but I can
tell you. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
We'd love to go on an adventure.